Ray's Life So Far by Norse. Read by Viluta. Ray Kowalski is 40 years old. He lives in a large cabin in the southern Yukon, 5 miles away from the nearest town, which is Tisdale, YT. Population 1100. The town is positioned neatly on the Alaskan Highway, and it's still pretty hard to find on a map. He's happy. The happiness is unexpected. He's spent a lot of years in a grey fog of misery and self-doubt, and for a long time he worried that he'd never find any peace. And he was sure he'd never find someone else who was willing to love him, even for a little while. But now he has love and peace both, and he's grateful for it. He has two parents, both living. One ex-wife, now remarried, and one husband. No children, although lately Fraser's been bringing home some books and pamphlets about adoption. Ray likes the idea. He has two dogs, Queenie and Bullet, an unnamed turtle that lives under a heat lamp in Fraser's office, and a couple of goldfish he calls Mac and Knife. He has an incomplete diploma from Westwood Community College of Chicago, 28 credit hours, 1980 to 1981. He has a certificate that says he graduated from the Police Academy of Chicago, class of 1982, and another piece of paper that says he successfully passed his detective lieutenant's exam in 1988. He has a firearms license and certification as a marksman. He has a Canadian driver's license, a healthcare card, and a passport stamped Property of the Government of Canada. He's lived in two countries and made a home for himself in both. He grew up in a city of 6 million, and he's going to retire in a tiny town of 1,100 people. He loves both places equally. Apartments, 13. He lived in most of those when he was a kid, and his parents kept having to move because of rent increases or because the school district sucked. Ray stayed in a couple of different buildings before he and Stella got their condo in 1984, and then he moved from one depressing shithole to another after he and Stella broke up. All told, he's lived in most of the working-class neighborhoods in Chicago, and in a handful of the more upscale ones. There's not as much a difference between these places as he would have expected. Houses. 1. The place he shares with Fraser. It's a nice home, warm and comfy, and it's just the right size for the two of them. The plumbing's good. He did most of it himself. And there's a big stone fireplace, which Fraser built, a nice kitchen, and a bathroom with both a shower and a tub. Fraser wasn't too sure about having both, and said something about conspicuous luxury, but the first time Ray pulled Fraser down into a hot bath and washed his hair for him, Fraser saw the point of it. They might have to move if Fraser's ever transferred, or if they do decide that they want to raise a couple of kids. But for now, the place is perfect. Just the way they wanted. Religion. It's not really his thing. He outgrew Catholicism, and he saw too much when he was undercover in Chicago to place much faith in God as a benevolent being. For a long time, the only thing that made sense to Ray was to have faith in chaos. But he and Fraser have talked it over throughout the years, and now he believes in the afterlife, although not necessarily heaven. He thinks that when people die, they go to a good place, but only when their work on Earth is done. Ray's planning on hanging around a long, long time, because he's got Fraser, and the life he likes, and a world that he's just starting to understand. Other than that, he doesn't think about it much. Health. He's in good shape, no complaints. He does have 12 scars. A deep scrap on his forehead near his hairline. Old gunshot wounds to his left shoulder, left forearm, chest and belly. 2 small white scars on his left knee from the surgery last spring. 4 tiny scars and 2 big ones on his right leg. from when he was pushed through that plate glass window in the Klondike Hotel. 2 broken bones, right leg and wrist, that healed well, and frostbite damage to his pinky toe and the tip of his left index finger. He doesn't smoke or drink anymore, and most of the time he's out patrolling with Fraser, or training with the dogs, or fixing up somebody's roof. He's active, he's fit, and he's gonna live till he's 100. Easy. Sex. Well, he knows that the old libido's supposed to taper off when middle age hits. Maybe it's all the clean living he's been doing lately, or because he's happy, or because he's in love. But whatever the reason, his sex life is better than it's ever been. Sex with Fraser is sometimes wild and rough, particularly when one of them has had a close call. But mostly it's just good. Easy. Sweet. Fun. He and Fraser laugh a lot. It's sex and friendship both, and Ray knows that neither of them ever had that before. So they enjoy it. Ray's still trying to find out if it's possible for Fraser to touch him without sending little jolts of desire and joy zinging all throughout his whole body. He'd be more likely to believe it if he didn't know that Fraser feels the same thing when Ray touches him. Sex, in other words, is good. So, that's Ray Kowalski at 40. Just another scruffy guy who orders coffee at Bella's Diner in downtown Tisdale, who gasses up at Frank's garage, who helps out coaching the kids' hockey team down at the municipal rink. He's a person who smiles a lot, laughs sometimes, and dances with his husband when he likes the song playing on the radio. He's an ordinary, average, run-of-the-mill Canadian guy. He could be anyone, really. The end.